As the Twig is Bent, Kenneth Jernigan, Editor. Large print edition. A kernel book published by the National Federation of the Blind. 1800 Johnson Street, Suite 300, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230-4998. Copyright 1992 by the National Federation of the Blind. All rights reserved. Printed in the United States of America. Narrated by Ronald B. Meyer. On the cover of this book is a watercolor of a tree. Superimposed over the branches of the tree, arranged in an oval pattern, are five ovals. Clockwise from the top, they show a woman holding a small child who bears a white cane. A woman holding the harness of a guide dog in her left hand and the hand of a boy in her right hand. A young boy holding a white cane and pushing a young girl in a swing. A young girl holding a white cane in the crook of her right arm and a book in her left hand as she reads with her right hand to a woman who holds her face very close to her. And a young boy holding a white cane in his left hand, looking at an evergreen seedling held out to him by a man. Table of Contents. Editor's Introduction. To Park or Not to Park. What Lyndon Has to Hear. How different it might have been. How different it is. Do you want to go to the store, Ted? Partially sighted, really blind. Advice from a 7-year-old. A matter of attitude. A purchasing alliance. They didn't want me to go to school. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Sight unseen. To light a candle with mathematics. Supremacy. Editor's Introduction by Kenneth Jernigan. There is a well-known saying that as the twig is bent, so grows the tree. What is true of plants is also true of people. The poet Wordsworth said, "The child is father of the man." He meant, of course, that our behavior and beliefs as adults are, to a large extent, determined by what happens to us when we're growing up. This third kernel book is largely focused on that theme, what today's blind children are being taught about themselves and what happened to yesterday's blind children, those who are today's adults. As we of the National Federation of the Blind have so often said, the real problem of blindness is not the blindness itself, but the mistaken notions and misunderstandings about blindness, which are so widely prevalent in society. The first two kernel books, What Color is the Sun and The Freedom Bell, also dealt with this theme. But the present volume has a particular emphasis on blind children and what lies ahead for them. Every day all of us are, at least to some degree, bending the twig that will determine the final shape of their lives. In this book, I've tried to acquaint you with quite a number of blind children and adults, and I've tried to do it at something more than merely the surface level. These are people I know, friends, former students, and colleagues. I think they're people that you too will want to know. In the process, I hope you'll gain an increased understanding of what blind people are like. Mostly, we're just like you. We cry if we have reason to, but not because of blindness. And we laugh if something's funny, but again, not because of blindness. Our lives are as varied, as interesting, or as dull as yours. It all depends on how the twig is bent, how the tree grows, and what opportunities and environment we have. I don't know how many more kernel books we will print, but if this one gets the warm reaction which the first two have received, there will probably be others. Meanwhile, the present volume is now being widely distributed, hopefully to do its bit to help improve the climate of public opinion about blindness. Every day we bend the twig.